それでは、第4四半期、日本国内。
Please allow me to talk about the domestic business situation in Japan for the fourth quarter of FY 2022. My name is Arai.
ということで、新しい企業ロゴ。
First, this is our new corporate logo.
すいません、少々お待ちください。はい。
Please hold on a second. Starting from January, we have changed our corporate logo. And the trend message is emphasized here. We're going to reinvent cybersecurity. And so, we have especially focused on trend. And the vision is the world safe for exchanging digital information. But the environment has changed and it has become more complex. And so therefore, in regard to the cyber attack threats, we have seen an increase in threats. So we want to protect our customers solidly. Furthermore, it's necessary for us to realize our corporate vision. Therefore, in order to express that, we have made a change in the corporate logo. Now I would like to talk about the situation within Japan. First of all, for our enterprise business, the business and market environment is shown here. IPA has shown the 10 major threats to information security, and number one is ransomware. We hear it every day about ransomware threats. And so there's the issue of ransomware security. There's also the weaknesses of supply chain, which are exploited maliciously. And there are supply chain attacks so that the surrounding companies are impacted as well. Meanwhile, there is a lack of security talent. This has become more and more serious. In regard to the systems that need to be protected, such as critical systems, this is increasing in number. And furthermore, more and more companies are taking advantage of cloud in a full-fledged basis. And so therefore, it's necessary to have security expertise, but there's a lack of talent capable of carrying this out. So it's necessary to see how we can adapt and provide support in this area. And so therefore, it is necessary to focus on this. Next, in regard to business towards the individuals, there was malware attacks, but there's also net fraud and leakage of personal information and attacks against individuals. And there's much concern that has increased about this. And in fact, incidents have increased in this area. We believe that that's the situation. And in regard to information leakage or net fraud, we see, according to our research, that it has been increasing over the past several years. And so therefore, it's necessary to respond to this and to support efforts in this area. And so therefore, we need to have the resources available. And we believe that it is necessary to take steps here. With this kind of social background in mind, it's necessary to look at our business opportunities. We have the enterprise business as well as the business towards individuals and the new business areas. For the enterprise business, our CEO, Eva Chen, has already talked about the cybersecurity platform. In regard to this concept, we believe that this is a very important thing to focus upon. And so therefore, I would like to summarize the points. We need to look at the attack surface risk management. We have to find places which are vulnerable to attacks, and we must do risk evaluation and risk assessment. It is important for security to do that. And also, it's necessary to look at IT infrastructure and look at security, as well as security for the security operations. And as the shift to the cloud is taking place, it is necessary to look at applications built on the cloud. And we have to think about security, taking into consideration that situation. And we need to have integration over a cybersecurity platform, and it's necessary to take advantage of our threat intelligence and also our intelligence about vulnerabilities to see where problems exist and how they should be fixed as quickly as possible. This will be very important in the future. The second point is in regard to the area of new businesses. And we have been talking about this for some time, but we are now in the era of IoT. The market is expanding. And in IoT, in addition to the existing IT arena, there are more security needs in this area. And we have to look at OT and 5G, and also the connected car. And in these three areas, there's going to be increased demand for security on a medium to long-term basis. The third is for the individuals. As you know, we have Virus Buster. This is for PCs owned by individuals, and this is providing security against malware. This was the existing business that we've had. But as already mentioned, from PC devices, we need to look at how to protect users. And so we have to make a shift in our thinking in regard to security. And we believe that this is beyond device security. And we want to expand and grow our business in this area. And we have to have countermeasures against fraud, protect personal information, and protect privacy, as well as realize home network security. By providing all of this, we believe that we can provide safety and security to our customers.
Next, I would like to report on our business progress in the fourth quarter, starting with enterprise business. One item relates to the platform very strongly, XDR, Extended Detection and Response. Corporate adoption is accelerating. Specifically, deals including MDR is with managed service is increasing. This is partly due to the lack of security personnel, and the companies need to respond to this reality. And this is a type of service that requires insights, and it is in great demand. So this actually grew 4.2 times compared to the same quarter last year, and we expect it to continuously grow. And secondly, cloud on sales is very strong, especially sales through AWS Marketplace is very strong, growing at 75% year on year. And thirdly, SaaS-based security, especially for SMBs. We are seeing continuous growth in the SMB segment. Currently, more than 70% of the customers from the endpoint now use the SaaS model. So this is how much the environment has changed, and we will continue to provide this to our customers. Now, SaaS-type security means that the latest functionalities can be provided without delay, making operation from the customer's perspective much easier. And the fourth bullet point is OT security demand. This is also growing over time, and it grew approximately twice, 111%, compared to the quarter from the previous year, especially centering around manufacturing customers. So we're getting a very good sense that this is growing, number of deals is increasing. There are some challenges in promoting our business. Competition in the endpoint market is getting harder. So this is the same as we reported in the last earnings call. But we believe that the situation, the approach of the customer is changing. Rather than protecting endpoint on a point-by-point basis, they want to think about the countermeasures for cybersecurity as a whole, and this is why it connects nicely to XDR. We want to capture this growth and continue to deliver a strong message. Moving on to the progress of new businesses. As I said, OT security is showing strong growth. Together with the Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry, we conducted a joint webinar for guidelines for cyber and physical security measures in factory systems, version 1.0. Through this online seminar, we are trying to improve awareness. In 5G security, we have a new subsidiary called CT1, and this subsidiary was established. And this provides cybersecurity for 5G and local 5G environments and post-5G high-speed communication standards. Currently, at Fujitsu Nasu plant, local 5G, drone, and security are combined for demonstration. Thirdly, this is the area of a connected car security. There have been some exhibitions of automotive security, and we have exhibited at these exhibitions. And we are getting good response in this year. In the connected car, importance of security should not be an add-on. There is a movement to embed it into the process. And we have also issued the Automotive Cybersecurity Threat Prediction Report. This is something we're doing on a regular basis. Some overseas topics. OT security, this is one of the new businesses. And there we have TXone Networks, which is one of our affiliates. And the OT Security Executive Briefing Center was opened in the head office. Here, we conduct demonstrations and we share best practices so that industry leaders and supply chain manufacturers can share insights and experience from global perspective. There is another topic related to TXone Networks. A study session for the media on the latest security trends in the semiconductor industry was held. SEMI E187, this is the new semiconductor manufacturing security guideline, which was issued. And based on this, we have explained the specific countermeasures. Moving on to the consumer business for the fourth quarter. As I stated before, beyond device security, virus buster total security is another name. This grew by 52%. Again, antivirus, virus malware countermeasures, from there we are moving towards protecting the information. And we are conducting internet fraud awareness promotion together with the Metropolitan Police as well as Prefectural Police. We are regularly holding a joint awareness events. And also we provide supports and services for our customers, which we are enhancing. For example, Rakuraku support for smartphone users. And this is support that is provided by chat. Number of users is increasing. We are also conducting test marketing for security posture diagnosis as well as advice. We interview the customers first, and then we will look into to what extent the email address of the customer is used or available on the internet, and what kind of risks these customers would be exposed in the future. And we are getting very good response. So we are hoping to increase the number of implementations of these services. As for device security, we will continue. We are seeing continued growth in the usage. For the full year, we had some challenges. PC demand increased during the pandemic, but after that, the sales of PC decelerated very quickly. And since we provide software-related businesses, there was some deceleration on our part. But we will continue to increase the attach rate and also continuously increase the product value in order to further promote implementation, introduction of our products and services. And this is the countermeasure that will be continuously worked on. Moving on to the consumer business overseas. Maybe I should talk about the third bullet point. The customers are continuously using our services, and we are seeing growth in the mobile-related application business. And depending on the region, there are some different characteristics. In the US, Mac Windows-related utility is growing, and in Oceania, in both in GMS and online business, we're doing pretty well. And in Asia and Africa, it's unique to this region, but we are growing through collaboration with telecom partners in the consumer segment. Last but not least, I would like to talk about the Cybersecurity Institute and first of all, I would like to talk about Transparency Center. 138 inquiries were received by this center in 22. Most of them were related to procurement and the security checklist, as well as development process. Cloud is being used, environment is changing, and there are many inquiries coming in about the security, mostly from government as well as critical infrastructure operators. So there is also, this is probably in response to the new regulation. And the next one is Threat Intelligence Center, second item. We are trying to remove electronic payment fraud. This is a joint effort with Nagasaki Prefectural Police Headquarters. This is just an example. We jointly prepared flyers and distribute them in big home appliance stores and convenience stores, as well as mobile phone stores within Nagasaki Prefecture, in order to improve awareness about these frauds. And this is also an ongoing continuous effort. And this is another item related to Threat Intelligence Center. Support for threat analysis for fake shopping websites. And we received a certificate of gratitude from Hokkaido Police. So we conducted analysis, and the result was shared with Hokkaido Prefectural Police, JC3, in order to raise awareness among the users and prevent damage. Next one is Knowledge and Education Center, and we conduct security education. We collaborated with SBI, Shinsei Bank, on security personal training. And last year, in August and December, we have trained group management and cybersecurity personnel And after that, within this bank, on their website, they stated declaration for cybersecurity management. I understand that the fonts are too small for you to read, but you can find this probably online. So SBI, Shinsei, and Trend Micro will continuously collaborate on security personnel training, as they have announced on their website. So that's all about the business in Japan. Thank you very much for your kind attention.